For 30 years, CBS war correspondent Bert Quint was known as the fireman. He covered conflicts in Latin America, the Persian Gulf, Afghanistan, Belfast, Uganda, and of course, Vietnam. Now Bert Quint has written a novel about a TV correspondent who covered the war in Vietnam. The book is called Rough Cut from a Bygone War. And Mr. Quint, your hero, Sam Sloan, is a one-time TV hotshot. He's on the downward slide. He's about to be axed after 30 years. He flies to New York from Moscow, where he's been reporting. And I wonder if you would please read for us the very opening of your novel.
I brushed snow from my battle and beer-stained raincoat and pushed through revolving doors into the wonderful world of network news. They called this the home office. I would have felt more at home in Baghdad or the Khyber Pass. Life-size posters on the marble walls reminded me of the Our Peerless Leader pictures I used to see in the old East Block. Where I half expected Lenin or Ceausescu, there was our anchorman. I wondered who those other sleek, jut-jawed men and women were, and there was the answer. The special team. They carried the ball of today's news into the end zones of America. Well, kiss my ass and check my ratings. Network football in Givenchy shoulder guards and Armani jockstraps.
And that's just the beginning. Now, Sam Sloan, your hero, and you, Bert Quint, are not all that happy with television, with commercial television. But the story that you're telling in this novel really leaps back more than 30 years to the war in Vietnam, when reporting was different and covering a war like that was different. At various points, your hero, a.k.a. Bert Quint, I assume, at various points, he asks himself or raises the question as to why you're doing this. I mean, why would any right-minded, sane individual go out and get him or herself into excruciatingly dangerous situations in which your life is put on the line as well? And part of an answer that Sam Sloan comes up with is you can do it to make the bosses back in New York happy.
Well, you do it to make yourself happy. The hell with the bosses back in New York. You take their orders because you have to. But you're doing this for something inside you, something which is perhaps not quite normal, maybe. There is ambition. There is a desire on the part of many of the reporters to really get out and tell the story because they think that the truth will make you free. The truth can help. So there is a touch of that nobility there. But there are also the down-to-earth normal passions, competition. You're out there in the jungle. And also there's the feeling, and what a feeling it is, to come close to death and walk away.
Mm-hmm. Tell us the story of Sam and his experience. He's about to get the axe. He knows it. And he is taken back and in a way saves himself and saved by the act of a friend.
What has happened in my story is this correspondent, this old hack, has been a pretty good correspondent, and he hasn't learned the dance steps of modern broadcasting. So he knows he's not for long. But he also has another problem. He has the nightmares from Vietnam of the things that happened, that his own loyalty and friendship caused some of them, but just the terrors and horrors of war. He comes back to New York, and there he finds his old comrade in arms, who knows of his nightmares and who has put together sort of a dossier, a rough cut of elements of what happened on that fateful summer, which gives Sam Sloan his nightmares. And the two of them somehow face things together, and there's a story in there somewhere.
Yeah, we don't want to give away too much of this plot.
Exactly.
But it really is a man confronting absolutely his own nightmares with the help of this friend and, in a way, coming to a kind of peace as a result. Did you write this book because you're dealing with a war that is three decades old now?
I started writing this book 3 decades ago.
Is that right? Did you do it because these stories hadn't been told? It was something you had to get out of your own system.
There was something I wanted to get out of my system. The death of a colleague caused by goodwill, trying to save this comrade or trying to do something for a comrade of mine. I helped him find a way to death. Part of it's a tribute to what I think are the real heroes of journalism, the photographers, the people who risk their lives. And in this book, I've stolen the personalities, the jokes, the lives of the camera teams that helped me make a success of of my profession.
Mm. Those photographers who have to get closer than anybody else.
That's right.
Why did it take you 30 years to write it?
Well, partly because I was busy continuing to do it. And also, there comes a time when you can and will face up to your own demons and your own past.
And that time finally came for you?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 70.
Yes. So it took a while.
It took a while.
Huh? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bert Quint. His novel, Rough Cut from a Bygone War, is published by iUniverse.com. Mr. Quint was with CBS News for three decades.